Campaign trails are often littered with casualties. In the long march to Election Day, inconvenient friends and obsolete allies often fall by the wayside, and when a candidate falters, it is often those closest to him who bear the brunt. Yesterday, the political dogfight claimed another victim. Joe Trippi, Democratic hopeful Howard Dean's campaign manager, resigned after Dean appointed a longtime aide to Al Gore to the top spot in the campaign. Joining us now to talk about what this means for the Dean campaign and how much such shakeups have played in the past is Jennifer Duffy, an analyst with the Cook Political Report. She's with us from their office in Washington. Good to have you with us.
Thanks.
First of all, is this rather late in a presidential campaign historically for a shakeup at this level?
It's late in the nomination process for a shakeup at this level. You've seen such shakeups happen after a nomination has been won, but not quite this close to a set of very important primaries.
And we should note, of course, the now front runner, Senator Kerry, shook up his campaign, a couple of months ago?
He did in November. His manager left and was replaced, and it seemed to do some good for the campaign. Although, honestly, I can say that Kerry's manager's departure, had very little to do with the job he was doing.
Mm-hmm. Now, often when a shakeup like this happens, people say it generally points to big problems.
It sometimes points to a big problem. But what a shakeup like this does is send a message that the campaign is aware of its problems, that it's taking some action to change them. It also gives them some space to work. And it seeks to readjust the expectation level for them.
Mm-hmm. Now, this shakeup yesterday in the Dean campaign, Joe Trippi was credited with a lot of the groundbreaking aspects of the Dean candidacy. He's got a lot of support amongst the Deaniacs, the grassroots. Is there a danger of a backlash from Dean's base?
I think that there may be a bit of a backlash, but these are already people who might be a little bit disillusioned with Dean's performance in Iowa and New Hampshire. The biggest problem with this shakeup now is simply time. Do they have time enough to make a difference on Tuesday in any of the seven states, or even next Saturday in Michigan?
And that's where Governor Dean is campaigning today. Thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome.
Jennifer Duffy is an analyst at the Cook Political Report, and she joined us this afternoon from their offices here in Washington, D.C., In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.